Pusat Multikulturalisme Pemuda dan Dewan Urusan Pemuda dari Victoria mengatakan masalah telah timbul atas kekerasan geng di pusat kota Melbourne yang terjadi selama akhir pekan. Beberapa orang telah ditangkap menyusul kekerasan yang terjadi di Federation Square. Polisi menggunakan semprotan air mata untuk membubarkan sekelompok besar anak-anak muda tersebut. Berikut rangkuman selengkapnya. Pusat Multikulturalisme Pemuda di Victoria mengatakan bentrokan kekerasan antara kelompok pemuda Sudan Selatan dan Kepulauan Pasifik telah timbul selama beberapa waktu. Ketua Pelaksana Carmel Guerra telah mengatakan kepada SBS bahwa ia ikut berbela sungkawa atas kejadian tersebut, namun kekerasan itu tidak datang sebagai kejutan baginya.
There has been some growing concern about the young people, particularly from the Pacifica community, having some real issues around adjustment and feeling disconnected, and that the same happened for the South Sudanese. The extent to which this violent incident was known has probably been unclear, but the fact that there have been high number of very disengaged, unhappy young people in the southeastern suburbs of Melbourne was probably quite known to quite a few of us, and to some of the families we've spoken to this morning that they were worried about their children.
Ketua Dewan Urusan Pemuda Victoria, Georgie Ferrari, telah mengatakan kepada SBS bahwa ia telah prihatin selama bertahun-tahun tentang tumbuhnya ketegangan antara kelompok muda tersebut. Ia juga menambahkan bahwa ketegangan itu juga telah diakui dalam dua komunitas yang terkena dampak tersebut.
I've heard from a number of elders in the Pacific Island community for a number of years about their concerns about their young people. So they've said we need more support, they need to work with them, they need to work with families and the young people directly, and that they have concerns about how they are experiencing the world at the moment, how they feel about the world, how they feel disconnected from their culture and from their community. And there's a lot of work going on in the Sudanese community, a lot of great work that's been going on in the Sudanese community, and some fantastic youth leaders in that community too. But of course it's fractured, and there's post-traumatic stress, and there's a whole lot of issues that go with that community that I think some of which may have been expressed last night.
Miss Guerra juga mengatakan bahwa ia telah berbicara dengan anggota keluarga dari beberapa orang yang terlibat dalam konflik yang terjadi hari Sabtu malam kemarin.
Community, they're a very proud community, so they're feeling shame that this has happened, but they're also feeling like they don't actually know what to do. That really, they're feeling like that they're just trying to hang on to these young people, and then they get pulled in other directions by peer influences. We know about the power of the, adolescence and rebellion, and when you combine all those factors with a community with minimal resources who's struggling in Australia, you can feel the pain they have, because they're also a very proud community who feel like they want to do good for their young people, but they don't have the resources to do it really.
Miss Guerra juga mengatakan dibutuhkannya kesepakatan dari dalam badan politik dan pemerintah untuk mengidentifikasi ketegangan masyarakat sebagai masalah yang serius. Ia mengatakan tantangan terbesar termasuk masyarakat yang berupaya untuk meyakinkan pihak berwenang untuk mendengarkan keprihatinan mereka dan untuk mendapatkan sumber daya membantu mereka berbuat perubahan positif. Namun ia mengatakan beberapa masalah yang luas harus dihadapi.
We also can't underestimate that these young people are also the young people who are struggling to get jobs. We've got a number of activities and other organisations we work with who are trying to find initiatives to get some of these young people into work because they want a job. It's a way of fitting into the community. So I think we need a very intentional approach and make these young people feel like they're committed, because they have a very strong work ethic to want to do things, but often just can't get that job interview, mightn't have the skill to know how to stick out a job. Some of these young people don't get access to payments, so they actually have to live off the family income, so that becomes a burden as well.
Miss Ferrari mengatakan, komunitas Sudan dan Kepulauan Pasifik di Australia membutuhkan lebih banyak dukungan. Ia juga menambahkan bahwa dukungan yang diperlukan adalah dalam bentuk pemahaman dan peningkatan sumber daya.
Some money into youth work and youth support services to work specifically and with expertise with groups of newly arrived young people or groups of young people who are maybe second or third generation arrivals who are feeling disconnected and disempowered, because a lot of the research shows if you form a gang or you get into a gang, it's because you feel disconnected from society or parts of society, and you're looking for a group. You're looking to feel like you fit in. So they need to be connected in other ways, and other ways that are more socially constructive.
Dan pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai insiden yang terjadi di Federation Square, Melbourne, hari Sabtu pekan lalu.